So today we have very good fortune of having His Grace Rupesh Gauranga Prabhu, and he will be enlightening us on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, Verse Number 46. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please take over the call.
Yes, Mother. Hare Krishna. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjanashalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramanandamadavam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin iti namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyat Deshitarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from the fourth canto, text chapter number 7, text number 46. Tvam puragam rasya maha shukaro dhamstya padminim varanendro yatha Stuyamano nadal lilaya yogi bhir Vyujaharta traigatra yadnakratuhu. Translation. Dear Lord, O personified Vedic knowledge, in the past millennium, long, long ago, when you appeared as the boar incarnation, you picked up the world from the water. As an elephant picks up a lotus flower from a lake. When you vibrated transcendental sound in that gigantic form of boar, the sound was accepted as a sacrificial hymn. And great sages like Sanaka meditated upon it and offered prayers for your glorification. Purport. A significant word used in this verse is Traigatra, which means the transcendental form of the Lord in the way the Vedas
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Hare
Krishna. Whose verse is Traigatra, which means that the transcendental form of the Lord is the Vedas. Anyone who engages in the worship of the deities or the form of the Lord in the temple is understood to be studying all the Vedas 24 hours a day. Simply by decorating the deities of the Lord Radha and Krishna in the temple, one very mindfully studies the injunction of the Vedas. Even a neophyte devotee who simply engages in the worship of the deities is understood to be in the direct touch with the purport of the Vedic knowledge. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedesha Sarvam, Aham Eva Vedyo. The purport of the Vedas is to understand Him, Krishna. One who worships and serves Krishna directly has understood the truth of the Vedas. Hare Krishna. I'm extremely sorry we were disconnected. So today's verse, basically we will be focusing on the different moods of the purports and of course the translation. The translation explains about the boar incarnation of the Lord. So we have seen throughout the chapter that how later, Lord Shiva was pacified And then, you know, Daksha was offered a new head, and Daksha again makes the arrangement for the sacrifice. And in that sacrifice, when it gets successful, in that sacrifice, Lord Vishnu appears. And now everyone is glorifying Lord Vishnu. Shiva glorified, Brahma glorified, and all the demigods glorified. And in that glorification, this particular verse is coming that, O Lord, you came as the form of boar, like a pig. And you, just like an elephant picks up the lotus flower from the mud, similarly, you picked up the earth, you lifted the earth. And we know in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Maitreya Muni is explaining this particular pastime to Vidurji. Right? We have gone through that in the past canto, third canto. So in the third canto, there is a wonderful story of that how the Lord Varaha has appeared. Does anyone know from where Lord Varaha has appeared? Lord Varaha, just like Lord Narasimha, he don't have any parents, he just came from the pillar. Similarly, Lord Varaha, he came from the nostril of Lord Brahmaji. You know, Brahmaji was thinking, you know, we know that story that, you know, the Hiranyaksha just digging the earth, and, you know, the earth lost her balance. And because earth lost her balance, the earth fell into the Garbhodak ocean and started floating. And then the rishis and the munis, they started praying, oh Lord, you know, we need earth. Because without earth, where will we perform our sacrifices? So we need the earth. And then, you know, the Lord Brahma started meditating. Now, how should I get the earth back to its original place? And while he was thinking like that, Lord Vishnu, he took the form of the boar and appeared from the nostril of Lord Brahma. And within a moment, you know, he took the gigantic form. You know, all the marichis and, you know, various sages were present there. And they were wondering, who is this fellow? You know, he just came from the nose of Lord Brahma. And now he has taken a gigantic form. Is he a demon? No, he doesn't seem to be demon, because his all limbs are so effulgent. No, the description of the Lord's form is given in the third canto. And he had nice kundals, he had that teeth which was shining. Like that, he was so beautiful, and everybody confirmed, no, he is not a demon. He is Lord Vishnu. And then we know the story that Lord Vishnu, without wasting a single moment, you know, this all thing happened in a moment, you know. You know, everyone was wondering, who is this fellow? And that fellow went into the Garbhodak ocean and just lifted earth within moment. And then all, we know that all sages started glorifying. We know that Jayadeva Goswami has written a wonderful poetry. We will recite that verse. वसति दशन शिखरे धरणी तव लगन शशिनि कनक कलएव निमगन केशव धृता शुकर रूप जय जगदीश हरे लाइक दैट ही हैज रिटन जय जगदीश हरे जयदेव गोस्वामी राइट्स वसनि दशन शिखरे धरणी तव लगन द अर्थ वॉज हेल्ड बिटवीन हिज टस्क. And it is explained, just like the hog, you know, he runs after the smell, right? He just smells, and where is the thing? And he runs after that thing. Similarly, when Lord took the form of a boar, without wasting a moment, with the help of his nose, he just started roaming here and there, and he started searching for the earth. You know, ordinary person may think, oh, he's like a boar. No, he's not a boar. If he's an ordinary boar, then how he can take the gigantic form, Prabhupada explains, right? So he's not ordinary boar. He came there to lift the earth so that the ordinary people can come and practice the penances over the earth. Sadhu, the rishis, they can perform their sacrifices on this earthly planet. That was the purpose. So Lord protected the earth, and then he killed the Hiranyaksha. Yeah. So what was the problem with the Hiranyaksha? Hiranya means the gold. Aksha means the eyes. He who has eyes on the gold, He just wanted to exploit earth. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu both had only one purpose. They just wanted to exploit the earth. And they forgot that the Lord is the actual proprietor of the earth, and we don't have any control over the earth. But he forgot that, and he just started exploiting. And what happened because of that? Just like today's industrialist, you must have seen, they are just exploiting without bothering for anything. You know, we just read the news in a newspaper that, you know, one of the company, I think Volkswagen, they just took their 6 lakhs of cars back, because they had designed the car which created so much pollution. They were just creating the pollution on the large scale, so the government ordered them. But it was a common sense. They knew that this car will create the pollution, but still they sold those cars. So the industrialists and the kings and everyone is still wanting to exploit the earth. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is wonderful song by the earth. Bhumi Git, we call it as. In the Bhumi Git, earth explains, you know, there were so many people, there are still so many people, and there will be so many people who will want to exploit me, you know, who will want to just, you know, enjoy my, you know, things which are growing on the earthly planet. They just want petrol, diesel. Now they just want fuel and coal. They just want to exploit without bothering that, you know, that will create their future problems. So we may not be like, you know, these industrialists may not be like, they may not have big tusk and they may not have big teeth like Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, but their mentality is not a tinge less than Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So we can call them, you know, modern Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So they are modern demons. They just want to exploit the earth, earthly planet, you know. And if you tell them, you know, you are doing wrong and you are killing, why you are killing so many innocent animals, you know, and they give us a very bad reply. No, they are not ready to understand that this earth does not only belong to humans. This earth belongs to all the, you know, animals, all the creepers, all the everything, this earth belongs to everyone, not only us, you know. But just because human has more intelligence than any animal, he is just killing. And we know that, you know, one of the greatest scientists had said that till the time there are slaughterhouses, there will be a war. So like that, you know, we have to be very, very careful. We have to be keep ourselves away from such a Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha mentality. Those who have this mentality, such kind of people, we must remain aloof, right? Just like a Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was with Hiranyaksha, with his father Hiranyakashipu and uncle Hiranyaksha. But he was totally aloof from their mentality. He never supported their actions, right? Similarly, we may say that, you know, there are so many Hiranyakashipus and Hiranyaksha who had only mentality to destroy the earth, to destroy the environment, to destroy, you know, the nature. But, you know, we will have to be with them, but you should not support their actions. Simultaneously, we should, you know, act in such a way that will, you know, help our environment to grow. Otherwise, it will happen that after, you know, few decades, the whole Antarctica will be melted, and then, you know, there will be catastrophe. Recently, I had been to, you know, Kedarnath, and of course Badrinath. We had gone there. So one expert person who had come there for practically all the yatras, he was coming there. You know, he had been there to, you know, 12, 13 times. He was telling me that, you know, when I had come here for first time, this whole temple was covered with the ice. But today we don't see that. He was telling us that now we only see the ice on the top of the mountain. Why? Because of the, you know, exhaustion. The amount of the exhaustion of the carbon has increased in the atmosphere. You know, So we have to understand this earthly planet, this earth belongs to Lord. Lord has saved us. It's the Lord's property and we don't have any single proprietorship over here. So the earth, the Bhumigit says that, you know, these people wanted to enjoy me. They wanted to, you know, kill each other just for the sake of me. We know that so many fights, so many wars were there in the history of the mankind, where people killed each other for the inch of the land. We know that, you know, in our family also, we are fighting that we want such so much property from my father, like that. For property must get divided nicely, properly, like that. We fight for that. So that earthly planet is laughing. The Bhumidev is laughing. See, these people are, you know, fighting for this land, but they don't know that they are not going to carry this land with them in the other planet. No? So Bhumidev says, so many king came and they went away. So many Senapati, Prajapati, everyone came. They wanted to enjoy me. They wanted to take me more and more. See, Napoleon Bonaparte came and he wanted to, you know, conquer the whole world. But where he is now? He's nowhere now, right? So we have to understand that this Hiranyakashipu mentality, Hiranyaksha mentality to enjoy the property of the Lord is very dangerous, very bad. We are not going to carry a single paisa with us, right? So what to say of this earth, the land like that? So we were discussing about the Varaha Avatar and we understand that the Lord is lifting the earth, earthly planet. Very expert in lifting. Lord always lifts, right? He's like a mother. Whenever the child falls, then Lord picks up. So similarly, we have to understand the Lord is not different from His holy name. So similarly, when we chant the holy name, our consciousness gets lifted up. If you read the Gita and we find several verses where Lord is again and again reminding Krishna, Uttishta Uttishta Kaunte Yuddhaya Krutanishya. Get up, get up. He is lifting Arjuna. Are Udja Baba Udja. He is ready to pick up everyone. But are we ready to get picked up by Lord? You have to think that. Krishna minimum 3 to 4 times told Arjuna, Uttishta Uttishta. Tasmatum Uttishta Mesholabhasya. Jitva Shatru Bhungshum Rajam Samruddham Maya Evan Hita Purvarena Nimitta Matra Bhavasavisachi. Get up and fight for sake of me. You have to fight. You have to perform your duties. You have to enjoy your kingdom. But remember, you have to do everything for sake of me. Like that. Nimitta Matra Bhavasavisachi. So Lord is ready to pick up, you know. Like the similarly, His holy name also is going to lift us. There is a wonderful story that, you know, I don't know if this is true story or false story, but the message is very clear. So once, you know, one person was carrying few cobras from the South Africa to Russia. He was traveling by plane and then he had kept that cobras in a nice bag. No, nobody could identify that this bag with cobra. He kept that bag in the luggage, right? And then he had kept that there. So after some time, you know, these cobras and, you know, that snakes, they started coming up and they came and they entered into the cabin, the pilot's cabin, and then where the passengers sit, and everywhere there were snakes. Everywhere there were snakes. And now people were thinking from where the snakes had come. And the pilot was really fearful, what will happen? What will happen? Now, because these were cobras. Now, cobras from South Africa, and they were very venomous, right? Very poisonous. So, now pilot started asking to his, you know, co-pilot and, you know, the boss who was sitting in the cabin near, cabin crew. So he asked him, what should I do now? Everywhere I am seeing cobra, and, you know, if he bites any passenger, what we will do, you know? So The cabin crew person told him, you know, don't worry, you just keep flying and go little high. And that time, you know, pilot said, are you mad? How can I take my flight, you know, above this particular height? So he said, no, you just take. Are you mad? How can I take? There are so many snakes everywhere and they may bite us. Please tell, where should I get down? Where should I board down my plane? Where should I get my train so that, you know, everybody can, you know, remain safe? And that person told, cabin crew person told, no, don't worry, you just take flight higher and higher and higher. And, you know, he told, okay, you know, I cannot go beyond your, you know, verdict. So I will take my plane higher and higher. So what he did? He took. Now he thought, marna hai to abhi, thoda sunke hi marenge. You know, matlab responsibility cabin crew ke upar jayega. So he went higher and higher and higher and higher. So now that cabin crew person asked, now how is your snake? And he was shocked to see that all snakes were numb. They were unconscious. And this pilot was shocked. He was amazed that how this happened. And then the cabin crew person told him that, you know, this is because when you go higher and higher, the temperature, the pressure go, you know, little less. So because of that, the, you know, cobras, and they have never been to the higher, you know, elevation. They have never been to the higher height. You know, they can adjust to that temperature and the pressure and height. So they become numb and they become unconscious. So they will not do anything to you. Now catch all the cobras and again pack into the box. And now slowly get your plane down. Now the pilot instructed this and all were safe. So what we can learn from this story is very simple. The story tells us that when we go higher and higher and higher, when we become, then we can become transcendental to all snakes like this problem. These problems are like snakes. They are ready to hit us. They are ready to kill us. They are ready to, you know, make us down. But when we lift our consciousness, when we go higher and higher and higher, that actually helps us. You know, then small problems, they will not bother us. So this is a very important thing, that to lift our consciousness. Just like, you know, when we take a snake higher and higher, they become a numb. Similarly, our conditioning, when we become a purer, and when we take a chanting seriously, when we take a pleasure in chanting, then these things doesn't bother us much like that. So this is the thing. Then we'll go a little ahead and we will discuss that what Prabhupada has discussed in the purport. So Prabhupada here is giving importance to the deity worship. Lord is described as Trai Gatrani. Trai is called as the Vedas, and Gatra means the senses. The Lord has the senses of the Vedas. Prabhupada explains, Sarvasachaham Rudhi Sannivishto Mattaspritirgana Papoch Vedesha Sarvam Aham Eva Vedyo. So Prabhupada is explained, Vedesha Sarvam Aham Eva Vedyo. The purpose of the Vedas is to worship Krishna. If you are not worshipping Krishna after reading all the Vedas and Upanishads, then that is futile. Then that's just a waste of a time. So Prabhupada is explaining here the importance of the deity worship. If you see our own parampara, what to say of our own parampara, but different parampara, we see that so much importance is given to the deities. Deities are the part of one's household, of the temple. You know, whole Sanskriti, whole parampara of the India revolves around the deities. So many wonderful deities are here, Jagannathji. And then you go to the south, you have Ranganath. And then you go to the west, you have Udupi, and then in Maharashtra you have Pandharpur. So many deities in the north, you have Badrinath and Kedarnath, like that. So everywhere importance of the deity is given. Just see our parampara, Madhvacharya and Ramanujacharya, they have given so much importance to the deities. Ramanujacharya had the Sri Ranganath as his worshipable deity. Just see the Madhvacharya, he had the worshipable deity as Udupi Krishna, right? See our own parampara.
from the time of Ishwar Puri and then the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also used to worship the Shaligram Shila, right? Some form, Shaligram Shila, and then, you know, he started worshipping the Govardhan Shila. Then this Govardhan Shila was given to Raghunath Das Goswami, right? So worshipping the deities is given very, you know, importance in our sampradaya, right? So Srila Prabhupada explains in one of his purport that why should Grihastha earn his money? Kyu kamana chahiye Grihastha ne paisa? So Prabhupada explains very wonderfully. He says that Grihastha should earn money only for gorgeous deity worship. If he has good money, then he can invite his god brothers, other devotees, to his home. He could fill nice feast to them, and they can have big sankirtan and festivities at their home. That's why devotee should earn money. There should not be any purpose beyond that. You know, the purpose of the money, purpose of the earning is simple. You know, call the devotees, have the sankirtan, have the feast, and grand deity worship ceremony. That's why it is explained that, you know, the devotees, especially the grihasthas, should have the deities, so that their attention can be focused on the deities. When the grihastha consider that the deities are the part of their family, then deity reciprocate.
Good.
Yeah. We'll go ahead. So I was explaining about the deities. So just I was telling that Ramanujacharya had this wonderful deity Ranganath. Once while Ramanujacharya was going through the part of the Melukote, you know. So Melukote is still a very wonderful place there. You can visit. It's in Karnataka near Mysore. People go to Mysore to enjoy the Vrindavan garden. But just near Mysore, there is a very wonderful place called Melukote, where the wonderful form of the Lord Chalvanarayan is situated, where wonderful form of the Narsingha Devi is also there. You know, and this Chalvanarayan has wonderful story. If you have time, we can discuss. Yeah, we have time, I think. Yeah, we have time. So, it so happened that once, you know, Sripad Ramanujacharya was traveling in this part of Melukote. And he could see that, you know, there are, you know, he found one very wonderful deity actually, you know, which was under the earth. And he installed the deity. They had big program, everyone was called, and, you know, they had a very wonderful festival. He installed the deity there, Melukote. Still that deity is there, Chalvanara, and Chalva in the Karnataki Kannada language means the very handsome. The Lord is very handsome. That's why he's called as Chalvanarayan. And then, you know, this deity worship was going on so wonderfully. And one day, Chalvanarayan came in the dream of Ramanujacharya. He glorified Ramanujacharya. He told, "You are doing very wonderful seva of me. And so wonderful seva of me. You have installed my deity. But, you know, I have one Vijay Murthy also. I have one Utsav Murthy also. Do you know Utsav Murthy? If you go to South India temple, even if we visit our ISKCON temple, we have two deities. One is Archa Vigraha and other is Utsav Murthy. Utsav Murthy goes to the, you know, all departments. It goes around the street, you know, like that. So, just like, you know, in our Tirupati also, we have Utsav Murthy. In the Ranganath Swami also, we have the Utsav Murthy. In Gopinath, we have Utsav Murthy called as a Gopijan Vallabh, like that. Everywhere we have the Utsav Murthy. Just like in Jagannath Puri, we have Utsav Murthy called as Madhavji, Sri Madhavji, we call it as, like that. So Lord was telling that you are doing wonderful seva, but I am missing my Utsav Murthy. So Ramanujacharya asked him, what's the name of your Utsav Murthy? The Lord told, name of my Utsav Murthy is Ramapriya. So please get that. So Ramanujacharya asked, where is Rampriya? Lord told, Chalvanarayan told, Ramapriya is in the custody of Bacha. So Ramanujacharya, without wasting a single moment, he started traveling towards the Delhi, to the Bacha. And he asked the Bacha, he came in the court of the Bacha, he told that, oh Bacha, I want my deity back. Badshah told, "You are very, you know, wonderful sannyasi. You know, I adore you. I like you so much. But let me tell you that we don't have a single deity called the Rampriya. You know, we don't know where it lies. You know, and if you want to search, if you think I am lying, you can
you.
Go to any
Good morning.
Of my, you know.
Thank you, Hitra.
My kingdom, and you can search there. I don't have that deity. Then Ramachandra started searching. He could not find the Rampriya. Then King told, "My dear Ramanacharya, you know, there is a, actually there is one deity. I don't know if it is Rampriya or Shampriya or any other deity, I don't know. But my daughter, Bibinachiyar, has one of deity similar to your description, similar to your Rampriya. You can just check, she may have that deity." So, Ramanacharya, without wasting a second, he entered into the chamber of Bibi Nachiyar, and he was shocked to see that Bibi Nachiyar had that Rampriya. But what Rampriya was doing? Rampriya was sitting in the altar, and Bibi Nachiyar, she was not knowing what Rampriya is. Basically, the Muslim hate the deity form, right? But this Bibi Nachiyar was so attached to this Rampriya that throughout the day she would worship Rampriya deity. She was not knowing, is this Krishna or is this Ram? But she was just attached to that form of the Lord. And she would offer the bhoga, she would, you know, offer jewels to the Lord, offer dress to the Lord, she would decorate the Lord with various flowers. She was so attached. She was not married. She used to say that, "I am married to Rampriya. I'm married to that deity." Ramanacharya came and told her that, "My dear daughter, can you please give this deity back to us? Because this deity belonged to Chalvanarayan, Melkote. Please give us back." So she was very angry. She said, "Why should I give you? You know, this is my deity. I will worship that deity. You know, I'm very attached to that deity." So just imagine the power a Muslim lady named as the Bibi Nachiyar became so attached to Lord just by doing regular deity worship, right? So this deity worship is very important, you know. One actually gets attached, attracted to this wonderful form of the deity. That's why Prabhupada, many times, you know, he focused on this deity worship without explaining what deity worship is, deity worship means, or what the importance of the deity worship means. Like our Gaurang Prabhu, you know, always tells this wonderful story that, you know, Prabhupada installed Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, and devotees were not knowing, you know, how to do aarti and how to offer a prasad and what to do, who they are, you know. So the devotees started worshipping the Lord, and Prabhupada told them, you know, offer the chamar and offer this adhubbati and then the lamp, the ghee lamp and so many things. And they would take 2 to 3 hours to worship the deities. Because they would, you know, take the agarbatti incense stick and they would keep just rounding, circling, encircling before the Lord without knowing how many times we should do it. And they would just keep doing for hours and hours together. But still, they were not knowing what they were doing. But the deity worship, you know, helped them to come out of their material conditioning and to get attached to Krishna. It helps. Just like doctor gives us the medicine, and we don't know what is this medicine for, and we don't know chemical formula, but still it affects, right? And we get cured. And we did not have that confidence that, you know, what will happen, what will not happen. You know, just have a faith on a doctor. Similarly, just imagine our all acharyas have given so much importance to this deity worship. Rupa Goswami had a deity called as Govinda Dev. Sanatan Goswami had a deity called as Madan Mohan, and we know all the past times of the Madan Mohan, how Madan Mohan used to ask for the bati, dal bati, and he would ask for the sweet and then namak, salt to the Sanatan Goswami. Raghunath had the Giridhari, Chiv Goswami had the Damodar, and Madhu Pandit had the Gopinath ji. You know, the deities, just see our parampara. Prabhupada, what Prabhupada did, just install deities. Prabhupada, you know, installed Rasbihari, you know, install Landanishwar, Parishwar, everywhere deities. He focused on the deities, right? Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, he also had the own personality, Gandharvika Giridhari, right? Then, who else remaining? Gokulananda was there, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Loknath Goswami's deity was, you know, Radha Vinod, right? And, you know, like that. So the deity worship is a very important thing. We focus our consciousness, we focus on our mind, just like Krishna says in the Gita, Manmana Bhavamad Bhaktu. Manmana, where should we give our mind to? To the deities, right? Because we don't know how Krishna looks. Krishna, that's why we need the deities. You know, we cannot focus on a Krishna without knowing how he looks, right? We cannot focus on a Nirakar. We cannot just close our eyes and focus on a void, right? Better engage in a deity worship, right? And although we don't know the benefits, it will surely help, just because Prabhupada is explaining, our Acharya is explaining. Now, I was telling the story of the Bibinachar. So this Bibinachar became so attached to the Lord, she was not allowing Srila Ramanujacharya to touch the deity. So Ramanujacharya told, now what should I do? And then the father, the Bhatshah, told, do one thing. You know, we will keep the Lord Rampriya in the middle. One side there will be Ramanujacharya and other side there will be Bibinachya. Now both will start singing the glories of the Lord. Who, wherever Lord goes, you know, by his own will, we will give the deities to that person. Both started singing. Bibinachya also started singing the various hymns, you know, whatever language she had composed some poetry, and she started singing from that. And then Ramanujacharya also started singing the various Vedic hymns. And this beautiful deity called as Ramapriya, still that deity exists in the temple of the Melikote, and the deity started walking. Can you imagine deity walks? There was a drama in the Radha Kutana temple a few years ago. If you can talk, you can walk. That was the drama, and they told the story of the. We know that there were two Brahmanas, one was old Brahmana. Story from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sakshi Gopal story, like that. So if you can talk, you can walk also. So means the Lord is talking, he can perform all the functions also. Similarly, here also Lord started walking towards the Shripad Ramanacharya. And Shripad Ramanacharya, without wasting a second, he just lifted up the deities and started running towards the Melukote, because he knew that Bibinachar is not going to remain happy without the Rampriya. And when the Bibinachar is not happy, Bhatshah will not happy. And what Bhatshah may do? Bhatshah may capture me also and deity also. But the better thing is run away from here. So he started running, and you know what happened. The Bibinachar felt sick and she started crying, and she left food and everything. Then Bhatshah understood she has gone mad for Rampriya. So he loved, and she told him, "Ja, now you can join the party of Ramanujacharya." So then she came to Ramanujacharya and requested, "Please give me some darshan of the Rampriya. You know, I don't want that deity. You keep that deity, but just at least large darshan." And you know, she took the wonderful darshan of this wonderful form. She kept that image in her heart, and she left her body in front of the deity Rampriya. Rampriya Bhagwan ki jai. So you still find the, you know, that samadhi of Srimati Bibinachar in the temple of Melukote. Can you imagine the Muslim guys, their samadhi, you know, samadhi, we say Kabristan, but you know, but now she is not ordinary lady. She will not get, we cannot put her into the Kabristan. She has given the position of the, her, that her deathbed has given the name of the samadhi. She is now sent, right? Like that. So this wonderful story that how deity worship helps. Even, you know, just like Krishna explains in the Gita, that Sri Vaishyo Tata Sudro Tepiyanti Paramam Gatim. Even the ordinary person does my bhakti, he will get elevated. Don't worry about it. Just take the medicine. Like that. then we'll go ahead and we see that, you know, basically we discuss the importance of the deity worship, because Prabhupada had discussed this particular verse that the essence of the Vedas is to worship the. So when one is worshipping the deity, you know, please understand that he knows all the verses of the Vedas. He need not study verses separately. Because somebody is, you know, somebody is engaged in the service of the Lord, he already knows the Vedas. Vedesh Sarvam Ahameva Vedyo. The purpose of the Vedas is that simple, to worship Krishna. Somebody is reading the Vedas throughout the day and is not engaging himself in the understanding Krishna in the service of the Krishna, he is not engaging himself in the service of the Krishna, then there is no use of his Vedic studies like that. So third thing I can understand from this whole chapter and scenario is that don't offend the devotees. You know, so first thing I understood that Krishna lifts, just like Krishna lifted Devara, earthly planet. Krishna lifts. Krishna's holy name lifts. But that holy name, just like, you know, there is a bullet, you know, and if it's not loaded properly, it will not hit the person. You know, just like you know, if I say discount, will anyone die? No one will die. You know, in fact, I will waste my energy. Discount. You know, I'll get tired. The person who is supposed to be get killed, he'll not get killed, because my words doesn't have power. Similarly, when we chant the unloaded mantras, which are not loaded properly, they'll not have any effect. So we have to load these mantras with the love, pure unconditioned love. We have to chant with feeling, and then we can transcend ourselves. Then we can go beyond this all conditioning and all these things. This next story I told. Then all our conditioning will become numb. You know, the external things will not affect us like that. So you have to chant properly. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, you know, the parrot chanting. You know, just like if there is a parrot and, you know,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, we are not able to hear anything.
Yeah. Listen, Hare Krishna, I am extremely sorry. There is some internet problem connection. So I was telling about that how Krishna lives. Then we discuss about the, just like Prabhupada was telling, that the deities. So we discuss about the short story about the deity. And now we are going to discuss what I learned from this whole chapter. First thing was Varahadev, he lifts, then importance of deities, and third is, you know, don't offend the devotees. So Krishna takes this devotee offense very seriously. You know, we have to understand that, you know, the offense doesn't, you know, remain till devotee. It goes slowly to spiritual master, and then it reaches the Krishna. We know the story of the Ramachandrapuri. Ramachandrapuri was the god brother of the Ishwarpuri, and we know that he started blaspheming the devotees, and then his own guru he started blaspheming, Madhavendrapuri. And then later what happened? He started blaspheming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know that story, that how, you know, the Madhavendrapuri, you know, when he was dying that time, Ramachandrapuri was telling that, why you are chanting Krishna's name? Just focus on Brahman, like that. And that time Madhavendrapuri told, you are a stupid guy, just move out from here. Then later we know that he came to the, you know, Jagannath Puri, and he started blaspheming the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by saying Just see how much they are eating. They should be the sannyasi. They should not eat anything. But see, they are so much. They are eating so much. It's so bad, like that he was telling. And then what happened? Does the story ends? No, he started blaspheming the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. There was not a single fault in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to teach how to live. But still, Ramachandra Puri, you know, could find a simple fault. What was that? If the Ramachandra Puri found out there were small ants in the home of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And what the Ramachandra Puri concluded? Ramachandra Puri said, because there are the ants, that means Mahaprabhu is eating sweet in the midnight. He must be eating in front of us. He is not eating, but he must be eating because there are ants. And you know, his offense did not stop till the devotees, it went till the Krishna. So the person who has this habit of fault finding, he will find the fault with Krishna, just like a Shishupal. You know, Krishna is the most perfect person. Purna Purushottam Bhagavan, we say, there is not a single limitation Krishna has, but still Shishupal could find out that limitation, like that. So we have to remain ourselves away from this fault finding. This is very dangerous thing. You know, we may, and this may start with the, you know, small subtle thought, right? For example, oh, this devotee is sleeping in the chanting. Oh, this devotee is so, you know, or oh, this devotee is doing so and so. Oh, this devotee is doing so and so. This all thing, you know, this thought, you know, start subtly, and then comes in a gross form. That then we start speaking on the face. Hey, you did this. You don't have sense, like that, and then there is a insult, right? And then we offend, like that. So you have to be very, very careful at the initial stage also, initial stage only, so that our will not. Then what will happen? We will start blaspheming the devotee, and we'll say, because of his spiritual master, he's doing that. Then we'll start blaspheming his spiritual master. And when we start blaspheming the spiritual master, what will happen? Then we start, oh, because Krishna says in the Gita like that. That is why Krishna is also bad, like that. So basically, remain ourselves away from this thing only, of blaspheming. There is a wonderful story I'd like to speak, and then I'll end. That, you know, once there was the king. And king was so benevolent, so wonderful king. What he used to do, he used to call all the brahmanas to his home and, you know, feed wonderful prasad. Every single day he fed thousands and thousands of brahmanas so wonderful prasad. But once it so happened that, you know, when the cooks were cooking the prasad, and from on the top of that, you know, wherever they were cooking, one eagle was flying. It was not eagle, it was Garuda actually. Garuda was flying. You know, Garuda means he has snakes also, right? So this particular Garuda had caught hold of one snake. And snake was actually dying, on the verge of dying. He was, you know, he was not able to think anything. No, so snake was. Was in a very dangerous position, and we know what happens when
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Prabhuji is still there. Hare Krishna, I think Prabhuji got disconnected again.
And I was telling that story that extremely sorry, Mataji. Yeah, and I was telling that the story that how the eagle was flying and he had that snake in his hand, in his legs, he had caught hold of. And then snake, he saw that, you know, I don't have any option other than dying. So what he did, you know, we know that, you know, when the snake are very fearful, they try to bite. So he wanted to bite this Garuda, but he could not, and his poison, his venom, that fell from the sky into the one of the, you know, pots for the cooking. And that poison fell into that pot of that particular sabji, you know, and whole sabji became poisonous. When whole sabji became poisonous, and when that was served to the brahmanas, couple of the brahmanas, and when they had that food and they died. And now all other people started blaspheming whom? The king. Some of the people started blaspheming whom? The cooks. Some of the people started blaspheming whom? The destiny. Some of the people started blaspheming whom? The brahmanas. They thought, you know, this brahmana, poor brahmana, they don't have food at their home. They go to the king every day. And they should have some shame. And now all the brahmanas were thinking, who is actually responsible for this? How king should be responsible? King is so nice. How cook should be responsible? Cook would be responsible. No, they are also cooking properly. Who is responsible? Nobody could understand that snake had put that venom into that, you know. But he was also helpless. How he could do that? He has not done anything intentionally. Is that Garuda responsible? No, he is also not responsible, because his duty is to kill the snake and eat the snakes. So who is the responsible? Brahmanas are responsible? No. No, Brahmana don't earn. So it's their responsibility to go to the free food stall and eat there. Right? So who is the responsible? The Yamudutas, the Chitragupta were also thinking, who is responsible? No, whom should we cast for this Brahmahatya? Now, that was the Brahmahatya. Two Brahmanas were killed. Who is the responsible person? Now Yamaraj told, don't worry Chitragupta, you will get your answer soon. So what was the answer, you know? Now once it so happened that, you know, two ladies were walking from there, you know? They're walking and they come to this particular kingdom. And few Brahmanas were again eating there, this particular kingdom. King has again offered a wonderful prasad and they were eating there. So one lady told, hey, dear friend, let's go there and eat. Now, so nice prasad has been made by king. His cooks, kachori and so many other things are there. Sweets are also there. Let's go. But what other friend? No, he replied. She replied. She told, no, don't go there. This king is the killer and he has killed two brahmanas. And within a moment, this lady died. Why, you know? Because Yamaraj told, no, this lady is the culprit because she blasphemed. She is the guilt personified because she is just blaspheming this wonderful king like that. So this is a story of how, you know, blasphemy can be dangerous. Without a reason, she started blaspheming without knowing the real facts. So that's why we need to understand the facts. Why this, you know, if I'm blaspheming this particular devotee, you know, or if his devotee's behavior is illogical, what can be the reasons? You know, let's find out that reasons. You know, for example, you know, sometimes we may see that some of the devotees are so, you know, I mean, they sometimes sleep in the chanting, they sometimes sleep in the Bhagavatam class, so we must find out the answer. Why they are doing that? Is that their habit? Or is that they are really tired, they need rest, but still sincerely they are getting up early in the morning and then chanting. They are not saying, okay, I will take a rest and then I will chant. No, they are so sincere, they are getting up, although they are so tired. So, you know, just find out the reason. And if you are not proper person to correct, then, you know, give that matter to higher authorities. You know, they will think, they will discuss, and they will take a decision. But if we take a decision, oh, this person is like that only. If we put that our, you know, tappa on them, he means that. Ye matlab lazy. Ye matlab like that. We give you some stamp on a, you know, face on. when we see some devotee, we say, are aa gaya wo, are aa gaya wo dot dot, are aa gaya aa gayi wo dot dot, like that we give some name like that. So we need to avoid that, because and at the end of the day or at the end of the any topic, that particular person is devotee. And Krishna explains in the Gita that Kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashvatam shanti nigashyati kaunteya pratijanahi name bhakta pranashyati kshipram bhavati dharmatma. He may not be the pure devotee now. He may be sleeping in the japa. His behavior may be absurd, or you know, he may be fighting with other devotees. But kshipram bhavati dharmatma, you know, just wait and watch. He will become dharmatma. Krishna calls him the dharmatma. He directly gives him the padvi, the designation of the dharmatma. He makes him acharya, like that. Saint, you are the saint now, just because you are chanting my name. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashvatam shantim nigashyati. He will become the happiest. Kauntiya pratijanihi name bhaktya pranashyati. He has just told name bhaktya. He has not told lazy bhaktya, enthusiastic bhaktya. He has just generalized the concept. You become just general bhakta, no problem. One round, two round, three round, no problem. But you will become dharmatma. You have become dharmatma. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Just wait for few moments. You will become dharmatma. Shashvatam shanti nigashyati. That's why Krishna is saying, Arjuna, you declare name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will never perish. So this was a really wonderful chapter. Now we need to meditate on this chapter again and again. We should read this chapter again and again, so that, you know, we will remain away from this, you know, very dangerous thing called as a fault finding. Without any reason, Daksha started finding faults with the Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, with the Lord Shiva. And then he had to pay for that. Right? Similarly, if we do the offense, we may not have to go through this severe the reaction, just like Daksha had undergone through. But, you know, of course, we may lose our taste in the chanting. We may lose our taste in the serving other devotees. So we have to be very, very careful. In this regards, also we discussed that how Krishna lifts, just like Varaha lifted the earthly planet. Krishna is very eager to lift. Very eager to lift all of us. And then we discussed about the importance of deity worship. How even the Muslim girl can become attached, what to say of, you know, all of us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any questions, we'll take that question. I'm extremely sorry. You know, there was some miscommunication, misconnection, because I'm staying in a village nowadays, and we are having a project of the Goshala and all these things. So here we have very poor range, but still you allowed me to, you know, speak without my I don't have any capacity, I don't have that qualification, neither I have purity, but I like to speak. That's all. If I had done any offenses, please forgive me, like that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We'll take our question and comments are much better.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Please accept my humble obeisances. Prabhuji, in the beginning you said that industrial start like the Hiranyakashipu, and they're spoiling everything like that. But we as a consumer, we are also using for all our all this single use plastics and this.
So we are supporting the Hiranyakashipu.
Yes, so but then we are using them. Like last year I went completely almost plastic free. Single use plastic free, but then I see lot of devotees. But then Prabhuji, it is so difficult. Like I take my own plates and all, but there is always disposable plates, disposable cups and spoons, and those they do not biodegrade, they do not get compost, they do not. They live more than the person themselves. So how do we as a devotee we can continue doing our programs and can save the environment? So please, Prabhuji, enlighten us on that.
Yeah, Mataji, actually, there are many plates which are disposable. Like we make a leaf plate. Leaf plate are disposable, actually. They like that. So we can use that disposable
plate. Yes, Prabhuji. Like for my son's birthday,
disposable plate. leaf plates. Not
yes, Prabhuji, I got it. But the, in USA, they will be very, very expensive because those are made in India, China. Because for my son's birthday, I used all palm leaf and they were very expensive. For one occasion, personal occasion, it's fine. But yeah, for every Sunday, every Saturday program, it is not possible. So it is very difficult.
Yeah, but we need to search some option. Like otherwise, you know, it's like, you know, worshipping Radharani, but we are not valuing Mother Arbuckle because she is also the expansion of Radharani.
Yes, so would you like, I try my best, but then I cannot go and ask every devotee that you please do not use it. They do not like to listen to that because all they understand that, oh, we will be offending Krishna if we do that way. I mean, if we, you know. It is very difficult, and until we stop using, they would not stop producing, right? Because we want, that's why they create. If we don't need it, then if we don't use, they would not stop. Yes, so that's good. Thank you anyway for mentioning it. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Any comments, Hare Krishna Prabhuji and Mataji's?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisance. This is Komudaki Dasi. Here in Gitanagri, Hare Krishna, excuse me. In Gitanagri, they have, you know, the stainless plates, so then they get prasadam, and then they have to clean it and clean the plates back, put it back like that. So, but they have to buy, you know, bulk, the stainless steel.
Right.
And then everybody use the plate and they clean after they take the prasadam and bring it back.
Right.
That's how they are doing, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. But here, I don't think they want to do that here because for our Srimad Bhagavatam that is happening, but for our Bhagavad Gita, no, that is, I don't think they would be willing to wash the plates. So, yeah, thank you anyway for mentioning it.
And here we have Bhagavatam. And they also give in a supply, they have the plate, stainless steel plate, and they give, and then everybody goes and wash the plate and then put it back. So it's up to the, you know, maybe some person can try in the beginning and then maybe other may join them. I don't know. Maybe can try. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any more comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, very wonderful class and very nice stories, Prabhuji, and thank you for speaking about the importance of deity worship. Yeah, when Chandramouli Maharaj came to Charlotte, he said deity means Grihastha should have deities in their house. And they should do the deity worship every day, otherwise they will fall down.
Hari Bol.
So deity worship is very important, Prabhuji, for us.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice class.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. You cover all the points from the purport from the beginning. I wanted to ask one question. Prabhupada was mentioning about Sanat Kumara. They were also glorifying Lord Baraha. But before they were impersonalist, yes, Prabhu?
Yeah, they were impersonalist.
But the glorification of Varahadev, they were doing after when they became a devotee.
Yes, yes. Actually, what happened, you know, this Varaha incarnation came because of the, you know, Sanat Kumar only. Because they had gone to the Vaikuntha planet. They were impersonalist. And they had gone to the Vaikuntha planet, and we know that story that they were insulted. They were not actually insulted, but they were stopped at the gate by the Jay and Vijay. Right? And they felt insulted and they cursed. And then later Jay and Vijay became the Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Right, so the Sanat Kumar and all Chatushkumar were responsible for the incarnation of the Lord Varaha and then Nrisingha, like that. So it is explained in a Bhagavatam, this third canto only, ki they were impersonalist, but when they entered, you know, they were angry and they just pushed Jay and Vijay and they just entered into the Vaikuntha planet. That time, just by smelling the aroma of the tulsi, you know, they became a devotee. It is explained like that. Just by smelling the tulsi, they became a devotee. And from that time, they became a devotee, and when the Varaha Avatar came, they started glorifying. This is the short story. When they came to Vaikuntha, they smelled the tulsi which was offered to the Lord's lotus feet. Like that.
Yes, Prabhu. That's very nice. And especially I like the story you mentioned in the last, how we should not bless them. Because sometimes we just guess, maybe this devotee is, maybe in our mind so many things come, and without thinking anything, we just think bad about devotee, or we just speculate, maybe that happened. But we should be very careful. Otherwise we may get that karma. If nobody is taking responsible, we're supposed to get that. Yes, how that true lady,
right.
The lady get the story is very instructing. Thank you. And Samaguri Mataji mentioning about the devotee, how it's important for the Vyastha devotee, devotorship is otherwise. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, should we stop here?
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam, all plus Sushila Prabha. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for a very, very wonderful class and your association. And we would be looking forward for your association another time as well. Yeah, please Hare give us your association. Yeah, thank you. So let's end the call and let's thanks Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha.